Fort Wayne, Indiana has become a destination of sorts for immigrants from troubled countries, Bosnia, Darfur, Burma, and that has led to some cultural misunderstandings. Our next story comes out of one in particular. A laundromat recently posted a sign saying ethnic Burmese were not welcome. Apparently, they'd been spitting a tobacco-like substance on the floor. Here's Erica Celeste.
From the outside, Fort Wayne, Indiana, may look like a typical white-bread Midwestern community. But the city of 250,000 deals with multiple cultural challenges and obstacles every day. That's in large part because the U.S. State Department uses Fort Wayne extensively as a refugee resettlement site. It now houses the largest Burmese community in the country. Min Mint Nan Tin is with the Burmese Advocacy Center here. She says keeping the melting pot from boiling over is sometimes a delicate balancing act.
Sometimes people need to take time to adjust in a new place, in a new culture, a new system. And you cannot excuse either. You know, if your behavior, it doesn't matter you are American or Burmese or Latin or African.
Nearly all refugees here frequent the Refugee Resource Center. It offers services and classes in everything from how to clean a home to proper indoor plumbing etiquette. These are sometimes new concepts for people who have only lived in rural villages or refugee camps. Piu Piu A, a Burmese refugee who's been in the U.S. for a decade, teaches sewing, but advises her students on many cultural issues. She explains that it's important to look into an American's eyes when speaking. That's different than the more reverent Asian custom of looking at the ground. Students taking a computer class in an adjoining room overhear our discussion, and the teacher comes over to join in. Nyan Kiao says he repeatedly reminds students of the most basic things, like not driving without a license.
Yes, some of like they drive like really crazy because they never be drive before.
I think they probably like you know, American movies.
Yeah, they watch the movie and like they act like a movie star.
Across town, the Multicultural Council is meeting. This is a group of first responders who work to reduce cultural barriers during emergencies. Director Irene Paxia is originally from Italy. She says language barriers waste precious time in emergencies. Paxia gives an example of being confused after a car accident. Instead of dialing 911, she dialed 118, the number she would have used in Italy.
Just right away, I was brought back to reality how things can be difficult for me as well.
To help reduce these barriers, council members go door-to-door distributing magnetic emergency cards to refugees and immigrants. In a crisis, first responders know to check the card on the refrigerator for the victim's language and other key information. But first responders face another obstacle. Many immigrants come from countries where officials are considered corrupt and crimes go unreported. During the Multicultural Council meeting, volunteer Lily Carroll and firefighter Jim Marua worry that this makes refugees afraid to report crimes here.
That's the crucial part as well. The police should also be wearing their uniforms.
I had a few of my inspectors come out, educators come out, and they did it in plain clothes first, and then put their uniforms on and came out and said, hey, look, we're the same person. Don't be afraid of us. And this all came out.
While Irene Paxia knows Fort Wayne's not perfect, she's quick to note that it is a three-time All-America city, largely because of these comprehensive refugee and immigrant programs. The laundromat incident was addressed through these programs, too. The company offered a public apology, donated funds for diversity training, and changed its signs. Instead of targeting the people, it now targets the offensive act and says, no spitting. For NPR News, I'm Erica Celeste in Fort Wayne.